At the start of the day, there was a laundry list of bills, all of which required a vote in the House or face sudden death. It was clear from the start it was going to be a slow and drawn-out bumpy ride. An ethics reform bill, deemed an emergency item by the governor, drew a lot of tension following changes to the bill that would not only require so-called dark money groups to report their financial dealings to the state, but also would prohibit the secret taping of lawmakers at the state capitol that is connected to some of these same political nonprofits. Those changes angered Tea Party Republicans like Tyler Representative Matt Schaefer.
I believe that the current law that we have is a good one. It causes us to be accountable when we speak. We all say things we shouldn't at times, but the current law makes it so that we guard our tongue a whole lot more.
Delay tactics used to kill a vote on bills seemed to work for those fighting against a bill that would drop insurance coverage under the Affordable Care Act for abortion, but did not stall a debate on a bill that would allow licensed gun owners to carry their handguns concealed on a college campus. Here's the House's sponsor of the bill, Pasadena Republican Alan Fletcher.
The young women that park their car at night to take classes after they're trying to better themselves after working all day, if we make them leave their gun and leave themselves unprotected, that's not fair.
The House did leave a provision that was added by the Senate that bans gun owners from openly holstering their handgun on a college campus, but not before amending the bill so that private universities would no longer be able to opt out of the law. So far, the governor has signed 150 bills into law. They include an effort to prohibit cities from banning fracking, a $30 million restoration project for the Alamo Complex, and a bill that sets up teacher reading and math academies to bring students up to grade level in elementary school. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.